This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ben Folds has been around the music industry for a long time now, and for most of those 25 or so years, either with his band, Ben Folds 5, or later as a solo artist, his work was telling us what was going on in his life. At some point, though, his music became more about what was going on around him. That change and stories of his life in the music business are told in his new memoir. It's called A Dream About Lightning Bugs. Ben Folds, it's good to have you on.
Good to be here. Thanks.
So this is going to sound a little weird, but I'm just going to dive right in with it. You have wanted to be a musician, you say in this book, since like before you could walk, right? Mm. And so the opening question is, now that you've made it as a musician, is it what you thought it would be?
I'm not happy. No. It's you know, making an occupation out of it is not that was not what I expected, you know, like the amount of work, was surprising to me. Yeah. I didn't know I was going to have to work.
Say more about that actually.
Well, I think when you make, you know, I've done a lot of thinking about, something actually William Shatner was like to talk about, which is the difference between an amateur and a professional. That, you know, in his estimation, an amateur is likely more talented in many cases than a professional. But a professional can do it at 8 o'clock or whatever time you're supposed to.
Right, right.
You know, so you can do it on the schedule. And, you know, like even schedules of album making in the 90s when we started making albums, when I started making albums, you know, wow, it's like, okay, your deadline's here. All the songs have to be recorded by this time and you go back out on tour. But I found I liked that. I liked the pressure of – I don't enjoy it, but I'm happy for the pressure to do things and complete them.
When you're in the mix of making the albums or on tour or, you know, whatever project you've got going on, are you loving it or are you grinding it out so that you can get out there and do your thing in front of audiences?
Well, I mean, I don't enjoy being human cargo. Which is most of my job. I don't know. That's a difficult question to answer. I mean, I am who I'm supposed to be, I feel, when I'm playing music. And that doesn't mean that I'm happy with myself at that moment or happy with even the music. But there is something about being who you're supposed to be. Like the existential part of it is I feel like myself when I'm making music. It's something that I feel more or less in control of, or maybe I don't feel the need to be in control of it. I don't know what it is.
Well, so, but being yourself actually gets to sort of what I took away from this book. And look, I've listened to your music, but I don't know you from Adam, right? But you read this book, right. and you come off as a little angsty.
Really?
Yeah, you kind of do.
Well,
no,
there you go. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I didn't really think about how I came across in the book. It's funny. I had so many other things in my head. I had this place I wanted to drive it about creativity and about what I sort of, you know, what I finally learned from all the things that I knew about making music, because it always went the other way. Music and ideas about music always stole from my life. And at some point, it got to go the other way. So that's what I was thinking about. And if in the process of it the Sturm und Drang showed up, that's fine too.
Well, so let me revise and extend my prior remarks, if I could quote from the Congress of the United States, right? and to that point of, you know, mood and driving your music, you talk a lot, the last like third-ish of the book, about Rockin' the Suburbs, your album that dropped on September 11th, 2001, and you talk about the process of writing that and the national mood, both during the writing of the album, but also immediately afterward. And clearly that affects you, right? You absorb it and that comes into your music.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting to be, to have sort of a voice in the forum. And what I got out of that era was, what I found interesting was that something about, the suburban audiences that I played for and what I noticed in modern rock radio, which was very angry, like 24/7 anger, loud, white, screaming guy music. it's interesting that that was all coming from and aimed at the suburbs. And at the time, it just seemed odd. You were sort of like, well, I mean, I guess that maybe they're taxed too much. And and it is kind of hard, you know, keeping that whole lawn mowed and everything. Like, you thought about these things that maybe weren't on point. And now later, you know, you can see from the 2016 election that the anger manifests itself in a massive decision. And now we're taking it seriously.
Well, I mean, what do you make then of I mean, you're a middle-aged guy writing pop music here in 2019. What do you make of your environment?
I think the environment's very difficult to write in for a pop musician, because by the time you would speak about something that was, especially if it was political, but it could be anything, the news cycle is so fast and so sensational that by the time you speak about something that is affecting us all, you know, you can't even, you don't even have time to mix it before it's so yesterday. and so that makes it difficult. I think, you know, maybe back in Bob Dylan's time, yes, the times were changing, but at least they were kind of changing on a week news cycle rather than, you know, 3 hours and what's the latest nickname for somebody. And I did a thing for the Washington Post where I ended up writing a song about Rod Rosenstein. Wow. And, you know, what I found, like, being forced into writing something sort of political, was that I had to look at the human being inside it. And that is what I found interesting. The government worker, the bureaucrat, the lawyer, I felt like there's not a song right now for those people. There's so many of them that some, you know, they've been demonized, but they go to work and they help make the bureaucratic world go around. I don't want to do it. You know, I don't want to collect garbage either, and I don't want to fix my plumbing, and I don't want to be a bureaucrat. So God bless them.
It's a book called A Dream About Lightning Bugs, A Life of Music and Cheap Lessons. Ben Foltz wrote it. Ben,
thank you.
A lot. I appreciate your time.
Oh, man. Thank you very much.